Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Hey, we have a special guest in the studio with us today. I've asked a friend, Lee Alstead from Madison, to come into the studio because Lee just completed a, how should we call it, Lee? Fantastic visit to all the major league ballparks in the country. He's visited everyone and more, right, Lee?
That's right. Not only all the ballparks, but all 30 current major league stadiums.
Oh, cool. So you must be a baseball fan then.
What's more American than baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet, right?
Chevrolet, okay. Well, thanks for coming to the studio. I've heard that you've been doing this over the number of years, and I've always wanted, you told me one time a couple of years ago, wait till I complete all of them, then you will come into the station. So when did you just complete visit? How many stadiums are there in Major League Baseball, and when did you complete it then?
Well, number one, there's 30 major league stadiums. Obviously split 15 and 15 between the American and the National. And hey, I'm not the first person to do this, and I won't be the last, but it took 22 years from beginning to end. It was definitely slowed down by COVID. And before I go any further, I have to acknowledge that I got some pretty close competition here. Brian Fernals, I think, has 26 stadiums as of this point in time.
Wow.
So,
okay. Remember Dave Olson from Madison?
He's
a Bible trivia or baseball trivia guy. He's done the same thing, I think, too. So,
I never got to play the game. So I've kind of had to live it vicariously through the people that are playing today. I've been a lifelong Twins fan, even though that's really become a struggle here lately. I grew up with Killebrew and Oliva and Carew, and then in the 80s, Puckett and Herbeck. But yes, I've always loved baseball. I never got to play it, but it's just something near and dear to my heart. So.
Yeah. Now, you've visited all the stadiums, but I understand you visited some stadiums more than once.
Yes. One of the ways I have visited baseball stadiums, and I'm going to give them a little free advertising here, is a company by the name of J. Buckley Baseball Tours. They're out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, and you go on a baseball tour. Every day you go to a different baseball stadium. You get a decent ticket, you get a decent hotel room, you get dropped off at the door, and you get a guide has an unlimited amount of knowledge. For instance, if you get Jay Buckley himself, he can lead you to Skyline Chili in downtown Cincinnati, or where to get an original Jimmy's Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia. And he is full of stories. So
so you've done that with that outfit?
Twice. I've done two different trips with Jay Buckley, and another one with a West Coast company called Triple Crown Baseball Tours.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about some of the stadiums and get your opinion. What's the largest and smallest stadiums,
okay,
and the oldest and so on?
The largest is Dodger Stadium in L.A., obviously, and it's 56,000 people. And the smallest is Tropicana Field in Tampa with 34,800. If you're aware, one of the last hurricanes that went through the Tampa area ripped the roof off of that stadium, and they had to play in George Steinbrenner Field, the Yankees spring training facility down there.
What's Target Field's?
Target's about 38,500.
Okay.
The oldest park is Fenway in Boston, 1912. The next oldest is Wrigley in Chicago. And I just got to make a couple comments about those two stadiums, is that Fenway tends to be everybody's favorite ballpark. It is not my favorite ballpark.
Oh, okay, why is that?
The seats are cramped.
Small? Small,
it's expensive, it's overrated. You know what? Yeah, it's cool, but I like Wrigley in Chicago much more. You got the history. You got these steps that millions upon millions of people have walked up and down, wooden steps, and the ivy on the walls. And remember, Wrigley is the last stadium to actually get lights.
Lights, okay, because they used to play their games in day all the
That's
time.
That's right.
When I was growing
only
up, anyway.
Daytime games. The newest is Globe Life Field down in Texas. So you got to compare the glitz and glitter of the new stadiums and compare it with the nostalgia of the old ones.
What do you prefer, in your opinion, Lee?
I prefer a baseball stadium with a beer and a hot dog.
There you go. And they all have that, yep. I'm sure, huh?
And you, I don't know if you're aware, but most of these stadiums are named for either bank or insurance companies.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah. This journey all started in Houston back in 2004. And I don't know if you're aware, but there's a company in Porter, Minnesota called SMI and Hydraulics, and they made the train that runs on the left field track, and it ended here in Atlanta on June 16th of this year. It was a disappointing game because it was shortened after two innings by rain. But you know what? I got my beer and I got my hot dog, and I made it in the door. I have a ticket stub to prove I was there.
Oh, so nice. Awesome.
Some of the stadiums I had to visit more than once, because by the time I finished the journey, they had built a new stadium. And those being the old and new Yankees, the old and new Mets, the old and new Texas Rangers. And, of course, the Twins then have had three stadiums, Metropolitan Stadium, the old Metrodome, and now Target Field. I personally prefer the old Yankee Stadium to the new Yankee Stadium, by all means.
And for what reason? Just for the nostalgia?
Just the nostalgia. Yeah. You know, Babe Ruth played there. Yeah. It was a good time at the old Yankees. The new, it just lost its charm, for lack of a
right.
better term.
I understand. So, yeah. So what's some of your favorites? Or,
well, my favorite, by all means, is San Francisco's AT&T Park, one of the parks that's not named for a insurance company or a bank. But we had tickets on the third deck. You get an absolutely beautiful view of the Bay Bridge at night and Covey's Cove off over the right field fence. And the interesting thing about AT&T Park in San Francisco is that it is built in sections that are isolated from one another by 10 to 12 inches of rubber. And that is because of, if the older fans remember the Bay Area
in the 80s?
Series back in the 80s, yes. It was to prevent any future damage in the new stadium.
Okay.
Downtown Pittsburgh, PNC Park, a bank, is very interesting. You look across a river, across downtown, across another river, and then you see the bluffs on the far side. The setting is absolutely beautiful. And of course, right there is where the two rivers come together and form the Ohio River.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like, of course, Baltimore's Camden Yards.
Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
And which in my list was number 29. And then Wrigley in Chicago. My least favorite?
Yeah, I'd like to know what your least favorite is.
Oakland. It was a dump in an absolutely tough end of town.
Oh.
The foul ground in Oakland is so big that I jokingly say you could plant corn in there. I mean, it's huge.
Hmm.
Tampa is a dump. It's a dome stadium. It's got torn carpet. I've been there three times, I think. And because my son Tanner lives in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
But Yeah, they have stuck a few dollars in it, but it needs a lot of updating and work. But they are talking about a new stadium. And Boston, the park everyone else loves. The only thing I like about Boston is the fact that, you know, one of my favorite songs is
I know what you're
going to
say.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yep.
And
I know what you're going to say, though.
And then during the seventh inning stretch, they sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and then they sing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, and they do not stop. The umpire starts play, and the crowd is still singing Sweet Caroline, and the PA announcer could not get a word in edgewise. They drowned it. The crowd drowns out the PA.
Well, we play that song quite a bit on Q92 here. So.
Now, okay, so as long as we're on the subject of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, one of the interesting stadiums I've been in, which is not an American stadium, I was there with actually Kevin Rosendahl down in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, and it is really interesting to hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game sang in Spanish.
Wow.
And the other thing is that Take Me Out to the Ball Game was originally a poem by somebody who had never been to a ball game.
Wow.
And it was sung by somebody who had never been to a ball game. So it has an interesting background to it. Huh. My favorite dome stadium is Toronto. The night we were there, the roof was open, and right above the stadium is the CN Tower, which is 1,000-plus feet high. Mm-hmm. And that's the only stadium I have almost seen an inside-the-park home run. The guy tripped on third. He had it, but he tripped on third, and he had all he could do to scramble back to third base and salvage a triple out of this. Seattle, Tampa, and Milwaukee all have dome stadiums, but Toronto's is by far the best. Hmm. In the middle of the pack, you got 20-plus stadiums. You know, they're all pretty much the same.
Right.
They're all 10 to 20 years old. Target Field's on the upper end of that bunch.
Okay.
But they got the open concourses. They just... I can't
say they're Cleveland Stadium.
Cleveland. All right. Cleveland is an open concourse stadium.
That looks nice on TV anyway.
And the night we were there, Jim Thome was inducted into the Cleveland Hall of Fame. Of course, Jim Thome is a former Twin.
Right.
And they had fireworks after the game. And I guess my comment about that is that even the casinos don't have that many fireworks. It went on and on. It had to have been 45 to minutes to an hour of absolutely one after another fireworks.
Right.
So
okay.
The other interesting things is that I was at the last regular season game in the old Metrodome, game 162 in 2009. And if you remember that year, they tied with Detroit, and then they had to have a playoff game. And I was also at the playoff game at the old Metrodome. So I was both of them. And then I was at the first regular season game at the new Target Field in 2010.
Awesome.
And actually they handed out certificates that we've got.
Okay. Yeah, for just tuning in, we're visiting with Lee Alstead from Madison. Lee has visited all the major league ballparks and more, and I thought it'd be interesting to have Lee talking about this a little bit. If you're a big baseball fan, very interesting, that's for sure. Lee, let's talk about some of your highlights at some of the stadiums. You got some stories you could share with us?
Well, perhaps the biggest highlight, actually three things happened on the same trip to the West Coast, but by far the most noteworthy is my son Brandon and myself got to see Clayton Kershaw pitch a no-hitter in Dodger Stadium in 2014.
Oh.
And after about the sixth or seventh inning, nobody says anything about it. Brandon was scoring the game, And he kind of nudges my elbow, and he points at the scoreboard, and I nod my head, yeah, but you don't say
you
anything.
Don't talk,
that's the
that.
Unwritten rule of not breaking a no-hitter.
Yep.
And it is ranked as one of the third, fourth best no-hitters ever. It's just an experience that these are the things you hear about and not get to experience.
You were there to witness that.
Absolutely. The next night in San Diego, we got to see back-to-back triples.
A
triple is relatively rare, but to see back-to-back triples is rather unheard of. And we also got to see somebody steal home in Oakland.
Is this all on the same trip?
Same trip.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And we also got to go to a minor league game in Stockton, California. Stockton, California is ranked as one of the toughest cities in the United States because of their gang and drug activity there. But it was a minor league team for the Stockton Ports. I got to see in 1986, if your listeners remember, the night that the roof on the Metrodome started going down during a game.
Yeah. You were there?
We were there.
Oh, wow.
I believe it was Brandon and my son Tanner and myself were at the game, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden the lights on the roof start bouncing up and down and swaying back and forth. And the players were not watching the play. They were watching the roof, and people started leaving. And the umpire finally suspended the game, and we got out into the concourse around the outside edge. And what had happened was a thunderstorm had came up very unexpectedly, and they did not have time to get the air pressure built up inside the dome. And after 15, 20 minutes, they got the air pressure built up. They came back in, and the play was resumed. And I distinctly remember the game because Ron Davis was the Twins' closer. He blew the save. He still holds the record, I believe, for the most blown saves in a season.
Mm.
And I swore I was not going to go back to a Twins game until they got rid of this guy. And I didn't.
You didn't. Okay.
another piece of trivia, not directly related to stadiums, but I spent 2 days in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
The Hall of Fame was originally started by members of the company that had the Singer Sewing Machine Company.
Oh, really?
And the highlight of it was talking with two absolutely delightful gals who had played in the Women's Professional Baseball League. Y'all remember the movie A League of Our Own, Hanks, Madonna. I got to talk to, if you remember the character Everyday May, Madonna played that character in the movie, and I got a...
You got to meet her?
I got to meet her, and I have an autographed ball signed by Everyday May. Her name is now Maybelle Blau,
but
in the movie. And she played for the Peoria Red Wings. And there was another gal there that played for the Muskegon Lassies. Delightful ladies. I could have talked to these gals all day long, to tell the truth. But
that's a great movie too,
yes.
Isn't it?
Well, and of course, you go to these stadiums, and then you get in on all of their. And I'll rephrase this as or phrase it as worthless trivia. And I've always said that this is the best bar bet ever. Do you know who hit a ball in one state and it ended up in another?
Oh, have no idea. No
okay.
idea. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay.
In 2004, Adam Dunn hit a 535-foot home run in Cincinnati. It bounced on a asphalt walkway outside the stadium, and it ended up in the Ohio River. And supposedly, the course of the Ohio River goes right next to the Ohio shoreline there, and this ball ended up in Kentucky.
Oh,
so
wow.
If anyone ever wants to win a bar bet, that's a good bet right there. I also have a string of 13 in a row Minnesota Twins home openers. Sadly, that was ended by COVID, and I haven't resumed that one.
Okay.
Been in 11 of the 13 Grapefruit League stadiums in Florida. Been to an All-Star game, but never a World Series.
Mm.
I've seen Babe Ruth's boyhood home in Baltimore. We tailgated with the Orioles fans there. And one thing everyone should visit is the Negro Hall of Fame in Kansas City.
Mm.
Sadly, there's a lot of players there that will never make the record books because of the color of their skin.
Right.
You also learn that there was a player by the name of Cool Papa Bell.
Cool Papa Bell.
And Cool Papa Bell could supposedly turn off a light switch and get into bed before the room went dark.
I guess he stole a lot of bases.
Yes. Okay. I've been to the site of the first World Series on the site of Northeast University in Boston. I was there on a Jay Buckley trip. And while we were there looking at the site of the former stadium, who should come along but Michael Dukakis. If you remember, Michael Dukakis ran against George Bush Sr. in 1988. And he apparently is a professor there. And he was showing some prospective students the campus. And he joined our group and put his 2 cents worth in about just about everything.
Right.
Been to the Field of Dreams twice.
My favorite place.
Actually got to play catch on the field with my son Tanner.
I've done that too, Leah.
You have, okay.
Well, this is early on, right after the movie, after they started
this.
Now it's really kind of commercialized. Yeah, one of my favorite memories is doing
and you realize that now the people that own first and second do not get along with the people that own home and first is owned by one person, and third and second are owned by another, and they each have their own souvenir shop. They do not get along.
No, they don't. I heard that story. So. Yeah, I have actually been there many times. My cousin only lives about 20 miles from there.
So,
great place.
Been to the Louisville Slugger Museum and manufacturing plant in Kentucky. I got to hold Babe Ruth's bat. Babe Ruth's bat, his normal bat, was 36 inches long and 44 ounces. Now, any of your listeners out there that know anything about baseball bats, that's a big bat. For reference, Kent Herbeck's bat was 34 long and 34 ounces. So you're swinging another 2 inches and another 10 ounces. And, you know, all the pictures of Babe Ruth, he appears to be overweight, but he must have had some incredibly
muscle.
Strong wrists and arms to swing that bat.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned I always buy a hot dog. Dodger dogs are by far the best.
Oh wow! Okay, I was just going to ask you that.
I've got all my ticket stubs. I'm missing a few from later on here because everything has gone to electronic ticketing now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you don't print them off your phone right away, you lose them. The thing is, this quest is not over.
It's not.
You know, Oakland. Oakland is moving to Las Vegas in 2028. There is talk of Tampa building a new stadium in 2029. They're going to move it from St. Petersburg over to Tampa proper. The problem with baseball in Tampa is that a lot of the people in Florida are transplants from New England or Canada, and they retain their loyalty to the Red Sox, the Yankees, or even Toronto. So there's been talk of Montreal and Tampa actually sharing a team in expansion, but there's talk of a new stadium there. And the other thing is that Kansas City is voting on a new stadium in 2030. I can't understand why. I like the old one. It's a great place.
Right.
You know what? I've been blessed to have a wife that's put up with me, and she's visited 11 stadiums with me.
Oh.
Tanner and Brandon have both visited 16 stadiums. And I got a friend over in Dawson by the name of Andy Greiner, and Andy Greiner's been in 10.
Mm.
So it's been a 22-year quest. I have enjoyed it. And
I have a couple of questions for you.
Go ahead.
So do you just you purposely plan? Let's go to this stadium now, or is there another reason you're in the city, or it's a mixture of both? You know what I mean?
It's a mixture of both.
Okay.
We went to a wedding in British Columbia, and the first thing you do is get online and see, are the Seattle Mariners in town before or after the wedding? So we can, you know, get a Seattle visit. In Houston, for instance, in Houston, my son-in-law worked for the Schwann Food Company at the time, and they have a plant in Houston.
Okay,
actually, Ming Foods is their name, and. You know, I'm in Houston, so we go to the game. The first time I went to the ballpark in, I can't say Dallas, it's actually Arlington. As a farmer, I sold alfalfa hay to a guy who owned 22 thoroughbred horses in Dallas.
Okay.
And he invited me down to go to the Lone Star Derby, and of course while I was there one night we had to go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's been
other reasons you're there.
Yes, okay. Another reason I've been there, actually to go to Camden Yards here, number 29. I have a friend in the Twin Cities, and they said, I can't get anybody to go to Camden Yards with me. Would you go? And I said, yes. It's like, I need that one. So I went with him. We left one morning at 6, and we were back in Minneapolis by 10 o'clock the next morning. And we'd gone to the game. But on the other hand, the Buckley tours, you sign up for this tour and you go to their
schedule.
Their 8-10 stadiums.
Yep.
They a normal tour will cost you from $2,500 to about $3,500 for the ticket, the everything.
That ain't bad.
Absolutely.
Did you start out purposely to do this, or how did this begin for you 22 years ago? Did you do it by accident?
It didn't start as I'm going to visit all 30 stadiums. Right. This started out as, gee, I enjoy baseball, let's go to the game. Well, by the time I had Houston and San Diego and a couple New Yorks and Seattle and whatnot, this would be fun to finish this out.
Right.
So at that point, it became an intentional thing.
Right.
It wasn't until then. So.
My other job, I traveled a lot for business, and I loved going out to Coors Field in Denver. What do you think about the
beautiful
Colorado Rockies Stadium?
Beautiful, sitting there along the right field line, looking out over the left field fence and seeing the Rocky Mountains in the distance. Actually, we almost missed that game.
Oh.
It was something to do with because of the football game.
They
were both scheduled at the same time, and to avoid attendance issues, they changed the game from an evening game to a afternoon game, and we were not aware of this. And all of a sudden, we get up that morning, and they changed the time of the game to 1 o'clock.
What I usually did, and I travel out west a little bit, I always look for minor league stadiums. And in Helena, Montana, is an old-fashioned, beautiful minor league stadium, and I took in a game one night, and it was awesome. Do you go to minor league games too, or
been to a few minor league games? Been to Buffalo, New York. Was at the Stockton game. But the most interesting one would be the one in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, where I went with Kevin Rosendahl. Yep. We were actually building a church down there. The guy we built the church for was friends with the owner of the team, and it's the Nuevo Laredo Tecolotes.
Mm.
And the Tecolotes are the Owls.
Okay.
And they are currently the only, we saw them in Mexico. They are currently the only major/minor league team which plays games, regular season games, in two countries.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So,
well, that's interesting.
And like I said earlier, you know, hearing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" in Spanish is a real experience. Yep. No doubt about it.
I've been to a Mexican ball game too, and we're on a mission trip. We took in a golf ball game. It's really fun.
Most of the Mexican teams are sponsored by an alcohol company.
Yep, they are.
The Tecolates are sponsored by Corona. And every other team. The other thing is, going as an American, you stick out like a sore thumb.
Yep, you do.
Kevin came to the game a little bit later than we were there, and he asked, you know, "Have you seen some Americans?" "Oh, yeah, they're sitting right over there."
All right. So, Lee, hey, thanks for coming in, talking about all the stadiums you met. Are you a football fan? You ever think about doing NFL stadiums?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. I think my son's on a quest for that. So. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming in, Lee. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Right. Glad to share.
Lee Alstead from Madison, you're talking about all of his trips to all the Major League Baseball stadiums.